Lou Kilmer is the vice mayor of Bethany Beach, and he's lived there for about 25 years.
Well, there was a time, at various times, at high tides, there wasn't a beach. It was right up to the boardwalk. I mean, people were literally just lined up along the boardwalk until the tide went out.
But since then, the beaches in Bethany have improved. That's because the state government and the Army Corps of Engineers have stepped in to replenish the beaches. Still, shoreline communities like Bethany Beach are well aware of the very real consequences of the changing climate and rising sea levels and the quality of life. Kilmer attended a Denra climate adaptation workshop focused on supporting local communities. He hoped to learn what other municipalities were doing to manage the impacts of sea level rise on their residents. Bethany Beach officials recently started a storm emergency relief fund and acquired a drone to monitor the impacts of storms and floods in the town. Even though they're trying to be proactive, Kilmer says there are many ways that state and federal agencies can help.
Number one, obviously funding. Number two, involvement of the various people in each of the towns. Three, getting more and more elected officials involved and take this whole issue more seriously.
According to a former FEMA flood risk map, about 50% of Bethany Beach was in a flood risk zone. With the current map, it's over 85%. Eli Chen, Delaware Public Media.